Hi there, everybody. I hope you're all well. It's been a while since I've updated Audio Boo. I love it though. It's really cool. Having a quiet one this evening and trying to write a bit more of this story that came to me trying to write a book about the music industry and combining that with horror at the same time, because I kind of feel like both subjects kind of fit together quite well, in a way. I had an amazing time when I worked in the full-on, music industry, and it really was something that, I had some experiences with some amazing people that I don't think I'll ever forget. But then on the other hand, there were times when things weren't so great, and the sides of it that I kind of wasn't particularly very happy with. So when I had the opportunity to kind of expand and maybe try something a bit new, I kind of grabbed it with both hands. And it's only really been in the past kind of year and a half or so that I've really started to focus, with the help of a really supportive girlfriend, on some of the stuff outside of work, because I think loads of people will probably tell you that I love working and I'm pretty much a nightmare when I'm not kind of doing some, doing some sort of work or reading a blog about social media, or like looking at ways for kind of audiences to connect and stuff like that. But one of the things that I've always loved has been horror movies and horror fiction. I remember the first book that my one of the first books that my mum and dad ever bought me that they read to me was Dracula, but it was like a little penguin version of Dracula. No, not penguin, sorry, Ladybird. That's the one. I've only just upgraded to the penguin version of it, but I remember that because it was so frightening. It was illustrated. I remember the front cover of it had a picture of Dracula, and he had a pale face, like proper white, like a new romantic, with kind of with slick back hair and slick back hair and ruby red lips, and he was kind of hunched over a sleeping lady who had two kind of bloody puncture marks in her neck. And that was the front cover of a children's book, which, I'll be honest, scared the shit out of me. So that was cool. But I guess, I've kind of had a bit of a rediscovery and a bit of a reawakening on kind of what I really want out of kind of stuff that entertains me. And one of the best ones is been, I've really got into my horror over the past few months, and trying to work out what it is about horror that scares me, and that scares other people. Everyone's different, aren't they? I know some people that kind of jump, at a lot of things, and then there are kind of people where, nothing seems to faze them. Personally, films like porn, like Saw and Hostel, I can't really handle. I remember once being in the cinema, even watching Hannibal, which isn't a particularly gory film, and a bit where he convinces the man to tear his own face off. I don't like anything that's kind of, I don't know, overly graphic, but that's not me being a Puritan. That's just my own personal preference. If people like that, you know, if you guys like that sort of stuff, then that's cracking. Go for it. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I was trying to figure out what was scary and what is scary in life. And I think ultimately when I look at everything around us and I look at like what goes on in across the world, with the kind of what happened with the miners in Chile and what's happened to the sad case of the miners in New Zealand who sadly might not survive. So all of the kind of disasters in the world, through to good old fashioned horror movie. I hope I'm not being too reductive when I'm kind of comparing horror movies to, things like natural disasters and, financial cataclysm, because I think they're pretty, I think that horror movies are pretty, always tend to surface and become popular when there's a lot of friction in society, and the same with, same with literature as well. But ultimately, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I think that horror and scary movies and books are at their scariest when bad things are happening to good people. That's just what I kind of think it is. I've been trying to write a bit more of this story that I've been working on tonight, and it's not worked, but I just kind of wanted to get that down. Hope everyone's well, and take it easy.